Than people do have to try nothing. They need expectation challenge. There now, they're told no once in a bear no. That's for rule and ice spring. A dominatrix can get the royal loyal oil person to hunt them. Tell them what to do. And then Blumper, and then don't know.
Hello. How are you, Chet Alex?
Oh, Mommy.
How are you?
It's my birthday.
Molly.
It's my birthday.
Alex, how are you?
Happy birthday. I'm at my birthday party.
Alex, I don't understand you. Where are you?
I'm home.
With Mommy or Harrison? Tell me where you are.
It's my bloody fucking birthday, Steffi.
Please tell me where you are.
I'm with Julia. 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 I'm with my brother.
Good night, Alex. You don't want to talk, why do you call me?
What?
You don't want to talk, forget it, okay?
I waited all day for this.
Dominatrix, it says.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing.
So, did you want to get together for your birthday tomorrow?
Tomorrow? I thought Whiskey was Saturday, though.
It is, but I realized that
Harrison's making me wait till like 7 p.m. It controls every single move I make the entire day, even on my birthday. I'm kind of at his whim, but for forcing to do the meet, he's like 7 p.m. we go. It's like, gee, I couldn't get 6:58. I'm like, I mean, yeah, it's so nice. He's doing the only thing for me. I'm like, but like, it's his plan still. Even with this adjustment I had, but like, we can't get it taken in. Obviously, he demands we go out. So, it's like.
Do you want me to come in earlier and get together?
If you're not doing anything, but you're usually so busy on Thursday. It's just that it's that the day is just prolonged. That like, kind of like that time I had that call with Peter, and it wasn't until like 5, and he didn't do it till like 6 or even 7. It was, and like you're just waiting, and yeah, it's fine. But like my birthday days, like it's just a little annoying. But I do understand he's like a good, and he's at work obviously. But like he couldn't even do 6 or something. But maybe as a
well,
day
I mean,
before.
If you invited me over and like.
You could come in inside tomorrow if you wanted, but.
And where would I sit?
Well, we would probably go out for coffee or a walk or something after you came up, but.
What time would you like to do it?
Does, like, after lunch-ish work for you? You're so busy usually, but Joe would drive you, I guess. But.
I could come by myself.
I don't care if he comes or not. Whatever's easier for you, but you usually don't like coming anywhere near here on a. Well, maybe if it's just for me, but. On a non-Saturday, Friday night you come, but this is a Thursday. I don't know what you do.
Well, I feel family that you can be by yourself all day.
Like, no, it's not by myself even. Like, if I could, like, yeah, he is such a good brother, but, like, it is just totally on his schedule, so I'm living his day tomorrow. But I know I shouldn't look at it like that, but it's, like, all, like, the ways of his plans, and it's not even, like, favorable.
Where are you going with him?
The barbecue place he got mad I ate at from ordered, because he demanded we go in person. They didn't have tables. It was, like, during COVID, so I said, why don't we, because they actually aren't that good, but he heard rave reviews, and the brisket is phenomenal. So we're going for the brisket.
Oh, wow, that's good.
I know, but it's going to be like, and I even it might even rain tomorrow, and it's kind of far, and he hasn't been keen on Ubers, especially if he thinks he may lose his job, God forbid. But he didn't even want an Uber. We had the disastrous Giants day where he didn't want to, because this place, it's not around the corner like the other ones we go to. It's it's about a 20-30 minute walk. And it might rain. And it's going to be later at night. And it's not even that
point. It's going to rain in
the day? Day and or night. It's kind of like a busty type birthday. I mean, it is so nice he's doing it, but like, it's always his timetable. Or, like, it did, like, we could have done Friday. It didn't have to be tomorrow.
Yeah,
but
I was going to say, maybe you should make the suggestion to on Friday.
I just felt a little guilty because I'm sure he's going to a concert or has two dates stringed for then. He probably has a date tomorrow.
Maybe not. Maybe not. You could ask.
He's just always so busy. I guess I could ask. Instead of just canceling all. I wasn't going to cancel altogether, especially because it was so nice of him to say. And the plan didn't sound bad. It's just kind of inopportune. Sometimes it just lines up and like that Giant game, I'm not saying that's like this, but like that was horribly inconvenient, and I was trying to warn him on like every single decision. It's always his way, and I don't know what he does alone, if it's good or that type, but like it's just always his rules. It has to be like past 7 p.m. when I see him. It literally can't be a minute earlier. If I ask to come up when he asks me for dinner on like, can I come 6:45, he says wait a little bit, wait. And I don't know what the hell he's doing all the time, but just on my birthday, it's just a little frustrating, but maybe I complain to him. Just my birthday. I hate that you keep saying it, but like I'm doing his plan on my birthday.
I hope Saturday is going to be nice weather.
Maybe I should ask him to do it tomorrow. I think Saturday looked a little better than Thursday, but Thursday looked bad, but I don't know if the week is great. We're not riding our bikes. It shouldn't matter Saturday, unless there's a line for Grimaldi with no res.
Well, it's just nice to be outdoors when it's not raining.
I've never heard a non-girl say the word res, but maybe Harrison was like talking to a girl who used the word. All last week it was, I made this res and that res. And my ex-girlfriend Amanda used to say res, but I never heard a guy say it, but it's his new word. He likes
the
res.
There is a thing, it's called Resi. Did you ever see that?
Razzy?
No, Resi. You make reservations on it.
Oh, ass.
It's in the Hamptons a lot. It's like, it used to be called Open Table, but now it's called Resi.
Like Snapchat, but for a restaurant. Res. It's a girl word, but.
Oh, God.
Are you talking to him later today? I guess now or never, I should say.
Well, you should have suggested.
I know. No, I did think Friday also, but I don't want to.
Just because he works Wednesday, Thursday, so that's why he probably gets out late.
Yeah.
But Monday and Friday,
yeah,
he's off.
And I could do every day, but I didn't want to, like, impinge on him because I do know his delicate, fragile schedule. Maybe if I say in a polite way or, it is so nice he goes out of his way, but, like, I mean, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if I had to do it tomorrow. It's just, like, it's a long, like, ways to wait to, like, go out late at night in the rain and, like, I don't know. I order from a better barbecue place that I get delivered, but he wants, like, the full experience, so I guess I'll just ask him about Friday.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So what else have you been doing?
For the animation, I got toys lined up for... Now I'm gonna dig into the books, but The Consultant is a weird show. But slow, but interesting. And then the hackathon call on Friday. So at least the hackathon call isn't on my birthday. That's the one thing I have going.
So when are you having that call with her? Friday?
1 p.m. Friday.
Oh, okay, that's good. So he said you pronounce it Bree.
I don't know why he, like, maybe it was my font size. It looked like he put, like, three-fourths of a paragraph or sentences.
Did he say Brigitte?
He wrote about two or three sentences about first name.
Oh,
Brigitte. But I don't know if it's Indian, Spanish. It seems like a Spanish last name, but no, he said he did the whatever that phonetic, that's what it is, where it's a silly. I mean, obviously you're a speech pathologist, but
no, he said a hard G, so that would mean G.
No, he wrote how it was. He literally wrote, and it was Brig Eat, like Eat, I think.
Oh, I don't think so. Hold on, let me look. Hold on.
I know, I have to look. Yeah.
You gotta get it right. Wait a minute.
Yeah, no, I was right the first time. It's like Brigitte. Brigitte. I know, it doesn't seem real. Like, is he setting me up to fail? But no. And then her last name, Iter. Like, very interesting pronunciation. It's either extremely Spanish or he's got it wrong, but. Brigitte Iter, and I would think it'd be Bridget Iuter. Like Reuters. It's a news company. It's an I, so either.
Wait, let me look for a minute.
The U is seeming to be a sounding of an I, too. I'll send Harrison a message while you read it.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, he said, by the way, the name is pronounced Brigitte.
Well, I said that and you were... your brain is going, but you've been saying it wrong other than the last second all the way.
Said Bridget.
What? You're a guest blamer.
Brigitte.
I don't care. I'm only going to have to say it when I first enter the call, but if it goes half as good as the PwC thing, you won't even see Peter at my funeral. But no, I'm kidding.
All right, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
He's so nice, but I just can't wait to see how I find a way to mess it up. And it could be the best thing in my life, or I could just learn a little hands-on things. I'm going to try not have it go down the wrong, or like the mafia style of negotiation against myself. And the Southern guy was so weirded out, and he thought I was asking for like special needs accommodations. He was a social worker that...
Who was that?
Jacob Ezel.
The guy from Columbia?
He's a social worker. I said, oh, my mom has a therapy practice. And I can't believe you're retiring next year. I thought you were working forever, but he spoke to me for an hour. He thought I needed a combination. Okay. Got it.
So what do you mean accommodations? So
I was saying, can you accommodate my request? And he thought I needed, like, special needs accommodations, or he was playing dumb, but... he was so confused, just like you thought, about the... Like, I don't know if I had to phrase it in the way that, what could I get for $5,000, or... Because if you do a deposit, they give you the material for the course. And he was saying that almost like it was an option. Like, if you give a $1,000 deposit, then they send you all the material. And he made it seem like some people might just send $1,000 to get the material. Which is what gave me almost an initial idea, like... He was making it seem like they just want, like, the deposit, as, you know, any type of sale thing wants a deposit, because in case the person doesn't follow through, which got me in line of, but if I pay $5,000, can I just put it on my resume and, like, get, like,
no, you can't do that.
No, I know, but, like, he seemed so unlegit, and the whole thing was so wacky, and everything I ran online, and nothing but bad. Not about the program or even the company in particular, just the way it's perceived by elder, like, elitist Jewish people, I think it's said in, like, firms and HR. That was what they made. or just unfamiliar associates. This came out 3 years ago, this company. So, or not this Columbia branch of the 10-year-old company, but it's not like, it might be cutting edge, but it doesn't like provide anything as far as like getting a job. Not, some of them might.
None
like,
of them though do
anything. No, the one Harris, the one Harrison's friends did for software. One kid was nice, the other kid was kind of pompous. And I think he went to both their weddings. Almost positive he did. But they both had great success doing the one for software. But, you know, I'm looking more towards gaming and or cyber now. But his is for, like, the near-guaranteed job for software. That one, but some of them, they make you just pay after. This is kind of why I talk at.
So why did you look at the friend?
I did look at it originally, and I never ruled that out, but I wasn't doing particular because software isn't the best thing at the moment, especially with a lot of automation that made the entry-level software. It's not as demand, actually, as it was. It may get back more based on technologies, but at this second, especially with the tech layoffs, you really need more of a niche, not just what it's called Full Stack Academy. To be a full stack developer, and it's kind of a contested title if full stack is still relevant given technological advances, even in the past 10 years, mostly in the past 10 years.
Well, that's true. Things change quickly.
And it's not that software obviously is going out. It's just that's always been the thing. Should people go more like a big tech route where you specialize and do niche, or be more of a generalist and you can work for North Shore Speech or Northwell Health type, or hedge funds even.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, you need to be niche, obviously, to do hedge funds. But it seems like Peter wants to set me up with like software financial people, and like, you know, I don't do that great when it comes up as a strictly like business type professional. So I'm sure I'll fail miserably. But if something works out, and I think it would be a very sideways way if Peter's thing has any type of tangential. But I'll learn a lot either way, so
well,
I'm excited.
Don't say you're gonna mess that up.
Yeah, I'm just basing off like the PwC thing. Like it went so, and it didn't go that bad with the guy, but girl really didn't like me. And some people like it can be on off, and I will say off putting things or out myself. But the Carson one, I had all that passion for the video gaming, and when I'm in my element, I am put up to succeed much more. And clearly, as we've seen me trying to do like the accounting route, I don't really seem to enable like my passion activator senses to speak with great enthusiasm. Or maybe not like with cryptocurrency I could, but I wasn't really applying to crypto jobs. So. And that was what they didn't like even at Inch. And they said, oh, he just can talk crypto. He needs to be able to do that for his job. Not even my team said that, but like the HR guy said that, so you know it's definitely a look. But I don't say the right things oftentimes. I got it. Or I'll say one thing. I read something interesting on Quora. It said the way they hire is backwards. In America, or maybe in other places too, but it's a reductionist approach. They look for a handful of people that would on paper be good for the job. And then they find reasons to whittle down, weed, and eliminate based on what the people don't have or red flags presented. Me, I'm not the most precise or polished, which is a critique I got, or I could be a little cloudy in some of my judgment and or thoughts, and not in performance or applicability even to the material, just in the way sometimes I present, I could be like goofy or kind of, you know, like the Zoom, obviously, audio, video not working, and like select shit like that, and anything, everywhere, all between at once. Then I can't believe I said that. So, the way hiring, they reduce and they look for things like that to off you almost immediately. We think they have kind of a weird tick in the way they're presenting themselves, or it's they said something off. God knows I've had mine. And it's not instead where they look for someone that, which is actually the way you see the most success, obviously, but where it's holistically finding something that could be improved on and then looking for positives about something that may not come off as, like, and that sounds horrible for a corporation to hear, but maybe undervalued type resources that they can find very strong points in. It's the reverse where, and that's how HR works.
Well, that,
and maybe that's what drove Harrison out. Yeah, it's, that's what it is.
That's what it's always been. That's nothing new.
In America, though, like...
No, it's always like that. I mean, you know...
Sort of. No, no. What you're referring to is gotten like 10 or just with the internet and everything, the way you get 10,000 applications, whatever you think it was, 150 or 20, so many more times the compound of, I'm putting you to sleep, but I hear yawns and burps.
Well,
and
you don't give
a breathe.
Not open to hearing other people's opinions. You know, that's just it. You have your
well, you're wrong.
You don't have enough interaction with people to gauge your opinions against others because you're in your own world. I mean, that's really what it is. Like what you said this morning, like I couldn't believe it was the Nazi word again. I just couldn't believe it after all you've been through. It's like you don't learn anything.
No. No, it's not well, honey.
I don't understand. It's like no impulse control at all. And you know, you can't just think that, you know, all this stuff is fine to do. It's not. And you've had the experience, so I don't understand why you don't learn from your experience and the positive experience as well as the negative experience you've had. You know, you lost a job.
Well,
because
no, that is not why. I was told I was losing a job. My first month, really, when I started seeing clients, or not like, just the team didn't like the
performance. You got promoted.
Michael Gans liked me enough, but well, that was because that girl. That was because that girl quit. That girl was supposed to full. She was like a month away from just outright.
What I'm saying to you is that what you did and what you got called in for was something on the internet.
But I beat that case. They weren't even going to give me employment compensation, and they had mad lawyers on it, and I had to forge like text documents.
It doesn't
matter.
It was
hacked.
It was so unnecessary.
I know.
That it happened.
Yeah.
It was just so unnecessary.
This
and,
is what you talk
you know,
to me
and
though,
here
my
it is 3 years later. You don't even know that to use that word. Like people are tracking you constantly. They're tracking you, and then you can continuously. Doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make any sense.
Oh my god. It's so bad. Oh lord. The Witch. That movie. I just think of floating corpses. And I was close to it in movie form. But... Oh my god. Good night.
Alright, I guess you're taping me now, so I'm gonna go.
I had to
you
call Nani.
Alright.
Yes.
Give her my love. She didn't sound that good the other day.
No.
What was she complaining about?
She says she can't hear me and I don't do the right things. When did you see her?
Monday.
And it was like a week since you saw her last?
Yeah. She looked great, but then last week. But I did a chair yoga class. Me and Joe did it with her. And everybody was following and watching. And
Tai Chi?
Wasn't doing anything.
Why? Not like Chinese?
I don't know. I don't know. It's very worried. We brought
so
her like a whole bunch of supplies. She wasn't even excited about it.
It's
I mean,
reminding of almost Sasha, I guess.
She looked bad. I mean, she was not happy.
She definitely had some good days amid a lot of the bad, but like, it has been.
And she looked smart,
laughing,
yeah.
Laughing.
But she, and then I took two, and looked really dull in one, and happy.
No, she definitely has very bad days sometimes, but
yeah,
clearly not when she's with,
why.
Not when she's with Marie
like
though.
I don't know what it is.
Not when she's with Marie. Are you talking about me? But when I'm with Marie.
No, she seems like she has depression. I don't know. It's. It looked bad, I thought. She
good.
Looked bad.
Okay.
So, you know, give her my love, and I have to drop off her eye drops.
Do it.
Probably tomorrow. tomorrow morning.
Oh, so you're not even seeing me on my birthday. That's fine. I told Harrison about Friday. It would be so much better if we did brunch Friday, but he's going to get mad or he has work. But I'll see you either and or I would see you any or far.
He could probably do an early dinner.
I know, he's not responding, so I just feel like some simmering. And sometimes he comes around, but I'm not expecting any miracles on my birthday. But time will atone.
All right.
Yeah. All right,
I'm going because I'm exhausted now.
Maybe can't find things to blame me on. All right,
hush. Love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Hello. I saw an interesting movie, but I don't know. You probably. It was just a documentary Scorsese did on his mother and father in 1974.
I heard about it.
I think it came out then, but 50 years ago it must have came out. But it's called Italiana America, and it was just them for 45 minutes, and it's just that one scene, and it seems pretty iconic. But they sounded so much like Nani and Poppy. It was
I'm sure
unbelievable.
Oh, send me the name of it. I'll look.
It's on it. HBO.
Oh.
It's only 45 minutes.
All right, I'll look for it.
Oh, you're
rushing it. All right, my eyes are tearing.
I have your birthday gift, but you're probably not even going to want me to give it because you said.
No, that's fine. It's just that, I don't want you to spend money.
I hope so.
All right, hon. I love you. You turn 29 at 10:30 in the morning tomorrow.
Oh, wow. That's an interesting way of looking at it. I was born...
About 10:20, maybe. But I went to the
hospital. I was born 10:20?
About 10:20.
10 a.m. has always been a good time for me. That's so interesting.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly, but it may have been 10:22, 10:23.
I get irritated by some hours. 10 a.m., it's never been bad. I don't know. I've always felt at peace around 10. That's so strange.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's interesting.
I find that fascinating.
Yeah.
I didn't see the Noah Baumbach, but where it's like about how like history has patterns, and is that what it was? It was like Martin Luther King or something, and then like Jews.
Who?
Noah Baumbach. I don't know if his wife or Adam Driver were in, or Adrian Brodeur. Noah Baumbach. Of Joel Cohen's husband made that movie you saw this year, but not The Squid and the Kid. I forgot, but
what's it called?
I don't know. You saw it and didn't see it. But
I don't remember.
Noah.
What are you talking about?
Do you know who he is?
Oh, the one with Adam Driver? He works.
I didn't see it. Is he a bus driver? I didn't see it.
Yeah, I did see
it. Oh, he is a bus driver?
I liked it.
Is it called Paramus? Paramus, New Jersey?
I forgot what it was called, but I did like it.
Oh, it's called Paramus?
Something like that.
It's about New Jersey?
He's from New Jersey in the show.
In the movie?
In the movie. I did see that. I didn't know it was Noah Baumbach.
You were the one that told me.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, you were the one that told me Noah Baumbach was in it. I have to put that on.
Who told who? You know, this is what I mean. You get, like, defensive and aggressive.
Because you lied.
You told me you're...
Like, you put the static on your voice. That's my bitch. Oh, that's my bitch. What we take for granted.
Hello.
Hey, that's my bitch.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, fool? Shit.
Who are you?
I'm gonna sing for you on my birthday. Quick. Who?
What?
Tick. Boom.
You're not coming here.
It's my birthday, babe. I'm gonna get love aim. My brother fucked me over.
Well, there's no reason for you to come here. You want to get sick and stay in the infirmary?
Johnny's!
No. Nobody comes here.
Good.
You understand?
I'm going to sing a song.
Make sure you don't come.
Oh, my brother's being so damn gay.
If you get sick, you'll be put in an infirmary.
Oh. No.
Do we understand?
Oh, Saturday is the Merc Day.
Oh. Where are you now?
Hi.
Alex.
I'm breadcrumbs.
Where are you
and
now?
Sea salt, but 60.
Are you gonna answer me?
Seagrams and butternut
squirts.
I'm a pussyfoot. What? Hi.
How are you?
My brother is hurting me.
Your brother is what?
He's fucking over my birthday by taking me to barbecue and getting me drunk on whiskey.
No, you don't come here. None of you come here. I don't have anybody coming.
Fuck.
I'm sorry.
That shit the day after is even worse.
I
gotta sit in bed
drinking.
Okay.
Birthday.
Okay.
I'll give you money.
I'm gonna sing you a song. I'm gonna sing a tune.
How much would you like?
I need $300 to buy the Matchbox 1960.
How much?
300 yen. Shen.
Say the amount.
5,000 USD.
530?
Yeah, $5 and a nickel.
Oh.
Hold on.
I don't have it.
Shut up! Fuck!
I'll have mommy discuss it. Okay?
I like you, babe.
There is mommy.
This is my mommy. I'm gonna have some soda. Oh my god! It just dropped and I just got it!
Where's mommy?
Johnny's in the basement mixing up the medicine. Oh, I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in the trench coat, bad job, laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get his pay off. Look out, kid, it's nothing you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. A man on a coonskin cap in the big pen wants $11 bills, you only got 10.
Where are you?
Maggie comes feet full face full black soot. I'm on the wallflowers and no let it be. But the phone's tapped anyway, Mag says, I'm a free ride, Pete Davids in Staten Island. Look out, kid, no matter what. Free light, homie, so better stay away from those corny ass characters round fire home. Keep it clean, ho. Which way when Blomo, I'm a FOMO, shit troll PFO, I got FDX and Negroes, sick sick will ho, hang home, I'm in let well, brain fell, you know, I'm gonna be a brick well, why, what, right, it, no, sit, no, gitmo, I'm shit, fitbo, cheetahs, pin, no, I'm a loser, sitter, leader, she polite, not on my school food heroes. I'm a fake fuck, fool farm, five, engineer and bluff, it's a romantic no, pants toes, tap me lows, Santa poles, tap, it's my birthday and you'll never early win, you know, I please, please play, blindly my hand late, Jeremy Irons, look where he fled, he ain't gotta be a white fuck if you gotta steal from wall hook, it's no more. Old Brit, if you got a spring, neep, jit.
And your
brother. I had a soda pop. I love you, Granny.
You do not come here. You do not come here. Everybody
sit. You hear? Bye, babe. I'll see you at the graveyard.
Okay.
I know.
Alice, are you listening?
I'm sleeping.
Don't you dare.
You're so DTF.
Everybody is sick.
I'm sleeping with Marie.
And there's no heat. We have no heat.
I'm in love.
The
black lady. She hot. Oh.
Did you talk to
me? I like the transgender Asian dude.
Alex.
What?
Are you listening to me?
Momoa? Mama?
Are you listening to me?
Hi, babe.
Yes. Don't you dare. Everybody's sick here. You cannot come now.
I know.
You're gonna get it again. Very sick.
You're beautiful.
Okay.
Bye, babe.
Just call me.
I know, babe.
Where are you now?
Prison. I'm in jail.
Jail?
I'm away.
Are you in jail?
I'm in a Chinese torture chamber.
Alex, are you in jail?
I'm at the Academy Awards.
Good night,
I'm sweeping
Alex.
The floors. Ooh, Emily Ratata. I like that schmata. What, babe?
Good night, my love. I love you.
I like you forever.
Bye.
Bye, babe. Mwah!